Well, I mean, Mom went into my private, like, I mean, when she was living in Coburg, the doctor had put me on the pill. And I'd gone and taken the dog for a walk, and I came back home, and she's just, like, in a fluster, and I'm going, what the hell's going wrong?
I remember
that. She goes, what the flip are you on this pill
for? I remember that.
She just flipped old babies over my head. So what did I do? I told her the truth. The doctor put me on the pill to regulate my period.
Yeah.
And I told her that, and that was the goddamn honest truth. Not that I was a little floozy jumping in and out of everybody's bed.
And she, I mean, she had no right doing that, but she gets that involved in everybody's
but
life.
But I mean, like, that was so ridiculous. And
you know, when you used to be depressed?
Such an impression in my head that I never went on the pill. And why did I have a bloody abortion? Because I didn't go on any bloody pill. Because
actually,
I believed...
That's why you became pregnant.
You damn idiot!
But it's not why you had the abortion. You had the abortion because your mother and father gave you no support and absolutely insisted that you do so.
That's right. That's right.
And the fact of the matter is, they would not let you have a moment's peace till you did their bidding. Now, Linda, when it comes to taking a grandchild's life...
They didn't want no bastard in their
family. And when it comes to taking their own grandchild's life like that, don't you think that's the ultimate form of control?
Yeah.